Instead of taking time to heal, I was taking time to recall the night in excruciating detail in order to prepare for the attorney's questions that would be invasive, aggressive, and designed to steer me off course, to contradict myself, my sister, phrased in ways to manipulate my answers. Instead of his attorney saying, "Did you notice any abrasions?" he said, "You didn't notice any abrasions, right?" This was a game of strategy, as if I could be tricked out of my own worth. The sexual assault had been so clear, but instead, here I was at trial answering questions like this. "How old are you? How much did you weigh? What did you eat that day? Well, what did you have for dinner? Who made dinner? Did you drink with dinner? No, not even water. When did you drink? How much did you drink? What container did you drink out of? Who gave you the drink? How much do you usually drink? Who dropped you off at this party? And what time? But where exactly? What were you wearing? Why were you going to the party? What did you do when you got there? Are you sure you did that? But what time did you get there? What does the text mean? Who were you texting? When did you urinate? Where did you urinate? With whom did you urinate outside? Was your phone on silent when your sister called you? Do you remember silencing it? Really? Because on page 53, I'd like to point out that you said it was set to ring. Do you drink at college? You said you were a party animal. How many times did you black out? Did you party at frats? Are you serious with your boyfriend? Are you sexually active with him? When did you start dating? Would you ever cheat? Do you have a history of cheating? What do you mean when you said you wanted to reward him? Do you remember what time you woke up? Were you wearing your cardigan? What color was your cardigan? Do you remember any more from that night? No. Okay, well, we'll let Brock fill it in. I was pummeled in narrow, pointed questions that dissected my personal life, love life, past life, family life, inane questions, accumulating trivial details to try to find an excuse for this guy who had me half naked before even bothering to ask for my name. After a physical assault, I was assaulted with questions designed to attack me to say, "See, her facts don't line up. She's out of her mind. She's practically an alcoholic. She probably wanted to hook up. He's like an athlete, right? They were both drunk, whatever. The hospital stuff she remembers is after the fact. Why take it into account? Brock has a lot at stake, so he's having a really hard time now."